7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Lucas McKee and Max Gilley in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight. Gentlemen.
Glad to be back. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Felt so good doing that intro. I haven't done that intro in a long, long time. Did that intro last year when we had the show at 1:15, so I couldn't use the original intro, you know.
Yeah.
The show at 1:15 p.m.
Are we going to have you just instinctively say 1:15 one of these days?
Well, I'm going to make a new one, but in the meantime, I might. I almost said it today. I almost said it's 1:15 here on Giant 90.9.
Just trying to confuse all of Indianapolis, I guess. Or just assume it's pre-recorded.
Yeah. Well, it's not. We're live here.
Yeah, we're live.
Exactly.
At WBDG and he's Giant 90.9. So, welcome.
Welcome.
Excited to be here.
Yes.
It has
been a while.
It has been a while, but it is an exciting time of the year because we're going to have college sports and we're going to have NFL coming up soon.
Yeah, we have NFL actually starting, really, I guess, starting today with the preseason, 7 p.m. tonight, Giants and Patriots, and then 7:30, Titans and Ravens. Now, for preseason games, though, it's not really, they're not starting their starters for games, so it's not going to look how we might think it would be for the regular season, but they might start like their rookies that will be starters. So that's what preseason really is.
I understand that, but for some people, it's just exciting because football is back.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think. Like, I'm just excited to finally see football on my TV again. That's live. I'm not tired of it, but, like, ever since NFL has ended the season, it ended back in February, I've just been watching YouTube, like, football highlights of the 2022 season or last season or whatever. I've just been watching football. I'm just glad for it to be back and live on my TV. It's awesome.
And it's a better matchup than the Hall of Fame game that we had, which was just Jaguars and Raiders.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like this season, actually, with all the offseason moves, is going to be one of the best seasons to look forward to. There's a lot of sleeper teams, and there's a lot of teams that got worse. There's also a lot of teams that got a lot better. Yeah. Owen, what's your thoughts on some of these teams?
I'm excited for the whole season. I think that some teams are going to be pretty good. I have high hopes on the Las Vegas Raiders this year with the addition of Davante Adams. I'm excited for that team. I think that team is going to be a team to work in the West. And speaking of the West, we have another team.
Oh, that West is stacked.
Oh, it
by
is.
The way.
I mean, these teams, and when you have teams with more money being out in the West and everything like that. I mean, Denver. I think that Denver could be pretty good this year with
sleeper
team.
Yeah,
they're definitely a sleeper team.
I think a sleeper team and. I don't think I'm not being biased. I think the Colts are also another sleeper team. Colts, Eagles are my actual, like above Colts sleeper team. I think Jordan Davis is a monster. Jalen Hurts is looking great. The addition of A.J. Brown and having Devontae Smith there alongside him, Eagles are a sleeper team. They're upgrading their defense. And also, as you were talking about the West, because I don't want to switch it, we can still talk about the West, but while we're talking about the West, the Chargers added a lot to their defense, and their defense is stacked. Khalil Mack they added, and J.C. Jackson they have. Yeah, Chargers are stacked as well.
Not to mention Bosa. He's on the defense. Nick Bosa there.
Derwin James in the backfield as well. Chargers looking great. Their offense already good, but there's a lot of – there's the teams that got
– Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa.
Nick is on the – did you say Nick?
Did I see Nick?
I thought you said Joey. That's why.
Oh, no. Joey Bosa is on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa is on the Niners. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think... I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
But anyway, the West, I think, is a really good team, like you were talking about. And another team, the Chiefs adding...
Juju?
Yes, his name just... I literally had it, and I lost it.
Yeah, they added Juju. Also, when I was talking about teams that kind of downgraded, I was mentioning kind of the Chiefs and the Packers, because that's when you mentioned Davante Adams being traded out. They Aaron Rodgers is still there, obviously, and he can make something happen, but you know, I actually saw a podcast that Aaron Rodgers was on. I wish I could name what it was, but Aaron Rodgers said, asked a Bears fan how they feel whenever he beats them and stuff. And the Bears fan was like, well, at this point, I just get so used to losing. I accept I'm a loser. And my Super Bowl is seeing you lose in the NFC Championship.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's true. Rodgers does lose all the time in the championship. And he said, so that's my Super Bowl. So I probably have more rings than you. And I was like, that's a good one.
Yeah. Won that first ring a long time ago.
Yeah.
And hasn't won since. Max, what are your thoughts on the NFL?
So I know we were talking a little bit about the Chiefs. My biggest question is, I know they have Juju, but how much of an impact will Tyreek Hill no longer being on the Chiefs have? Because now he's in Miami. There are some people who are maybe hoping Miami will do good. But my biggest thing, because this AFC West is so talented, are we going to see the Chiefs possibly almost downgrade a bit and not be as successful? I don't think I'm ready to say that the Chiefs won't win it, but just don't be surprised this year.
This is what I see. Their new Tyreek Hill is Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman, his nickname is the Jet. He was the second fastest player in the league. So they had the two fastest players on the team. Now they only have the second fastest now. Mecole Hardman's going to be the new Tyreek, which is why they got Juju. Juju's going to be play a big role in like shorter routes, and Mecole's going to be the deeper routes. But I do think Chargers ultimately take that division, and I think Chargers take it with honestly, the rest could go any way. I just think Chargers are going to take it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it'll be a battle between the Broncos and the Raiders for second place, and then the Chiefs third, fourth.
It's such a tough division, but I do see with the ads that Las Vegas made, and then the losses that the Chiefs took, I still do see the Chargers adding on top, because the Chargers didn't. The Chargers already had a great team, and then they added even more studs to their team. So I think they're gonna definitely win that division, but. We're here in Indy. Let's talk a little bit about the Colts. What are your guys' thoughts on the Colts ads? They added Stephon Gilmore, former defensive player defensive player of the year 2019. Matt Ryan, when was the MVP? Or not
2016 league MVP.
Yep. When was the Super Bowl he was in?
2016, 2017.
That's what I thought. And the Alec Pierce being drafted, Jelani Woods is a monster as well. There's Yannick Ngakoue on that team now. There's a lot of the Colts are looking like a potential contenders.
I'm excited for it. And what I like this year, the Colts really haven't done in the past, is they're expecting to start Matt Ryan for a single quarter, for one quarter,
which is give us how he looks in a game,
right?
Against Buffalo,
but like, yeah, it's Buffalo. It's a good team. I mean, they made it to the AFC divisional round last year, and it took a coin toss to keep them out of the AFC championship.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is very unfortunate, as being like Buffalo is like my second team.
Yeah.
But with that, I mean, I'm excited to see him play a full quarter instead of just, you know, downset hike and then pull him. You know, but like I said, I'm excited for Matt Ryan. I'm excited for Stephon Gilmore, Alec Pierce, all the new additions, not to mention, I'm just going to say the best running back in the league right now.
Yeah,
Jonathan
absolutely.
Taylor,
yes.
The best.
Yes, and then the depth that the Indianapolis Colts have actually is insane, because they already had a good team before. It was a great team. I think the only problem was quarterback. Not calling out any names, but a certain quarterback that now plays for Washington, there has been certain reports that he's not doing great and actually missing his targets by a lot. Matty Ice, on the other hand, has been only missing, incompleting one, maybe two passes of practice, except for yesterday. He had an off day. But I don't know if you guys also seen him mic'd up. He absolutely takes control of the field. He absolutely tells everyone what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and that's what makes this team great. And every teammate agrees with him, says, I got you, it's my fault. And Matty Ice, even admits to stuff being his fault, too. This team is looking great.
I mean, when you're a veteran who is an NFC champion and a league MVP, And almost was a Super Bowl champion if it wasn't Tom Brady.
yeah.
But NFC champion, league MVP, and could be a potential Hall of Famer. Don't really know yet. Time will tell. I mean, he's already getting up there in age.
I mean,
but he could be. You never know. But yeah. I think when you have that high of a caliber of status, people start to respect you.
He said he feels great for 37. He said he feels like he doesn't feel 37, but feels like he could play at least another four more years, is what he said.
That was the big thing I was worried about when we signed Matt Ryan. I was worried that it was going to be another Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
But as you said, he feels better. Mm-hmm. This team is going to be better this year. I'm excited for
Absolutely. And Matt Ryan even sees more in the, like, he looks beyond their positions. Like, he came in and was like, Nyheim Hines, running back? No, we're going to play you on wideout. He's literally a receiver now, basically, and he's doing great. The team is. I was at the training camp. The team looked great. We also have Nick Foles. So if Matt Ryan goes down, we have to play Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Nick Foles back up, we win. I mean, that's just, come on now.
So yeah, so I'm excited for the Colts season.
Yep.
I'm excited for the NFL season.
Absolutely,
college football coming back. Notre Dame looking pretty good this year. They've looked better in past years, but they are looking pretty good this year. I'm excited. IU football, we'll just have to see again. Everything like that, you know, waking up on a... I'm going to love it, you know, going, calling games on Friday night, Saturday morning watching college football, Sunday afternoon, whatever. I shouldn't say
watching
Saturday
it.
Morning, but Saturday day. And then Sunday, you get to watch Colts.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. One thing that I'm not too happy about is I can't watch Hard Knocks anymore.
Yeah, that's...
You know, finish a week, watch Hard Knocks. That was always fun.
I wish it was. I feel like the Hard Knocks should have been this year because it's going to be such a better year. And with Matt Ryan on the team, I would love to see the background of that so much more than
It sucks because it was a good season. And then it was like, well, we lost to Jacksonville. Hard Knocks is over.
Raiders and Jacksonville.
Right.
I literally did not watch the last two episodes because I was like, I know what's going to happen. I know what happens.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well.
So... All right, we're going to go to a little break here and come back and talk about the Pacers offseason and what is going to next
draft
season.
Pick.
So, yeah.
Insane.
Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, what a stud.
All right, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Thank you, Nyheim Hines, for that message. Fitting that we just got done talking about the Colts and Nyheim Hines pops up. But now we are moving in from the NFL and the Colts to the NBA and the Pacers. Obviously, the offseason is in full effect right now. Season ended a couple months ago with the winning of the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. So we're going to get into a little bit of Pacers news. Pacers signing great player Benedict Mathurin. I'm excited for that pick a lot.
Me too. Watching the draft was exciting. And I didn't... I had a mock draft. And He was in there for me. I think I had...
He's projected to go, like, fourth.
Yeah, I know. I had two other... It was two other people I had that the Pacers would select, and he was one of the three options that I had, and they got him. So I kind of saw it coming, but I'm actually kind of glad to see what he can do, and I'm excited for what he can do.
I'm excited for Jaden... Or I thought Jaden Ivey was going to get drafted. by the Pacers, and then the Pistons took him. And I was kind of upset. I was like, oh, man, the Pacers, he would have been a good fit. And then I realized I think Benedict Mathurin is a 10 times better fit for the Pacers.
You know what I was upset about?
What?
The Pacers offering DeAndre Ayton a $130 million deal, and the only way Pacers would not be able to get him is if the Suns matched, and then the Suns matched.
And I thought they were going to match like a day later, and then they were like, yep, we match.
Yeah, they matched almost immediately, and I'm like, wow, the Pacers aren't getting DeAndre Ayton anymore. I was like, that would have been insane. But
that would have been the fall of Miles Turner. That would have been a sign and trade, I think, that he would have gone to Phoenix. And then, so my original thought was that Turner was going to go to Brooklyn, Ayton was going to come here, and Durant was going to go to Phoenix. Because that was his overall trade. He wanted to end up in Phoenix. Kevin Durant did. So I think that's what was going to
lead to.
That's
what I was thinking KD was going to go in Phoenix as well, but I thought Turner was going to go to the 76ers for some reason. I just thought like a weird change there, but then you mentioned Brooklyn, which that actually kind of makes way more sense now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'm still shocked that we've been able to keep Miles Turner so far. I mean, it's pretty obvious that he isn't going to be here that long. I know he's saying like he's annoyed by the trade rumors, but just don't be surprised if we don't have him anymore. I mean, for the longest time, I didn't know how to feel because I liked Miles Turner. You know, he was here for a while. He was one of our drafted guys. But the way this Indiana Pacers team is going now, with him gone, it will be way better for the franchise just in the long run.
And I had that same thought about Domantas Sabonis. I mean, he's my favorite player on that team. And I was like, that's not... It sucks that he left, but it's going to benefit the Pacers 10 times more being in Sacramento and getting players like Buddy Hield and Tyrese Halliburton.
And then we had another former Pacer who broke our hearts, Victor Oladipo, yesterday.
Yeah, that was weird. It was
with
like
the big tweet. Yeah. In fact, he almost basically compared himself to Paul George, which... is not
nope
at all. I mean, look, Victor was good. He's not to the elite tier, almost, I want to call. I know people are like, oh, Paul George is an elite. At the end of the day, he's way better than Victor Oladipo, who hasn't really even done that much in Miami. So I'm just tired of him. I don't care about him anymore. How dare he try to talk about himself? And then he also talked about Sabonis as well, trying to compare, and that's just an entire different situation. So he's like, oh, you know, he misses the Pacers fans and stuff. No, he doesn't. If he would have missed the Pacers fans, he would have stayed with us.
Yeah.
We don't care about him. How dare he go?
Yeah.
Stay away.
I'm trying to find the tweet, but it was weird because I remember he was like comparing me to PG and everything like that. It was odd.
It really was. But hey, at the end of the day, who cares? I mean, he's in Miami. What has he done there?
Oh, my.
He hasn't been the same since the injury.
Exactly.
The Buccaneers have lost wide receiver Russell Gage and center Robert Hainsey to injury. I know that's a switch, but that's kind of big because it...
Breaking news there.
Yeah, Russell Gage is who they signed in offseason from the Atlanta Falcons. And they just lost him. I sound like he's dead. He's just an injury. Don't know how long this injury is. Does not say. Just says, Adam Schefter tweeted, and so in one morning practice versus the Dolphins, the Buccaneers have lost wide receiver Russell Gage and center Robert Hainsey to injury. So it doesn't say how serious the injury is or what it is, but it's still something to look out because Russell Gage was actually someone I was looking forward to playing on that team.
Well, thank you for that, Lucas. We can once we get more information about that, we can talk about that more on Tuesday. Yeah. But going back to the Victor Oladipo tweet, I just found it. So a Twitter person tweeted, Eli Apple just casually in the replies, I miss this version of Vic we had. Can't say I miss who he eventually became. So kind of roasting, you know, kind of poking fun at him. And Victor Oladipo came back and said, trust me, I'm the same VO, just a little wiser. Even the realization has to surface that the players can't always be the problem. Think about it. PG, Paul George, VO, Victor Oladipo, DS, Domantas Sabonis, and more. I love y'all Pacers fans and miss y'all more. Don't believe anything you read, and then says all that stuff is delusional, was a different word. But anyway, so basically throwing shots at Pacers fans saying I'm the same guy that I was in Indy, which I just don't believe, and I think that he's changed. Since his injury, I mean, he wanted to be, he was here in Indy, he was like, this is my home. I mean, he went to IU, and everybody thought that that was going to be like the big thing, is he went to IU and got injured, which really sucked. It was terrible for Pacers, and it was terrible for his career, honestly. And he came back, and he played, and everybody loved him for coming back, and then he was like, I don't want to play here anymore. So, I mean, the Pacers are a team that they were mediocre for multiple years in a row, but, like, it's just one of those things, he just wanted out.
Exactly, and when he was on the Heat that last season, by the way, he only had 12.4 points, 2.9 rebounds, and 3.5 assists, so he isn't exactly the same Victor Oladipo that much anymore. Really is not. He said it was about 52nd in the league, but even then, I mean, he wasn't even a mainstay on that Miami Heat roster. He's just one of the bench guys.
Right, and he used that trade to get to Houston with James Harden.
That didn't work.
Yeah, he was in Houston for a little bit. I think Houston was just the move to get to Miami. But, yeah, that happened there. But, yeah, going back to the Pacers, I think that they're going to be a big team to challenge. Maybe not this year, but probably in the next 2 to 3 years, I think they're going to be really good. I mean, all their guys are pretty young. I think they have 7 or 8 guys that are mid-20s right now, which is huge for them. In a league that's kind of got a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of young talent, but think about guys like LeBron and Westbrook and those guys that are getting up there in age. But yeah, I'm excited for this team. And to think about it, the NBA is hard to become a good team in the NBA if you're not a big name team, unless you're the Milwaukee Bucks. But they had to draft a generational superstar just to get up there. In Giannis Antetokounmpo. But it's tough because when you're a small team and you can pay all these guys all this money to come over, so you got like the Lakers and the Sixers and the Heat and even the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs were, but it was another team where they drafted generational talent in Tim Duncan and the Mavs who drafted Dirk. So, I mean, you got to draft well. And I think the Pacers did that with Benedict Mathurin. I'm not saying that as of right now he's going to be a superstar. I mean, he could. You never know. But we'll just have to tell. Time will tell what will happen with the Indiana Pacers. So I'm excited for that season upcoming.
Want to make sure we also remember that we lost Brogdon this year to the Celtics. So that's another thing that will help the Pacers in the long run. I mean, yes, that. You could argue that, oh, a veteran is leaving, but at the end of the day, it is just going to be better for this Pacers team without him. And if Jackson was here, he would want Goga out, but obviously
everybody wants Goga.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, I think, that he's just free money waiting to, you just get rid of him and you get money. And you get an open, or not really money, but like you get an open spot in the salary cap by getting money, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You get a free spot, which is a free, however much his contract is, which is not a lot, I would imagine, but you can work out of that. So, I think that's really going to do it for NBA news. Obviously, we are in the offseason waiting for the season to kick off.
Very slow offseason.
Yeah, but this season's only 2 months away.
Every time it gets, I feel like every time it starts getting slower, KD always has something like teasing somebody about going to somewhere. He's always like stirring up the pot, but I don't know where KD's going to end up.
I mean, he wants to be the focus of this offseason this year. He enjoys hearing his name out there each and every single week.
Have you guys seen his first TikTok?
No.
He made a TikTok account and it's literally just him recording like him. It's his phone is like, if you were looking down at your phone, but like he looks up, so he's not looking at his phone.
I did see that.
He goes, How does this work? And he looks down at his phone for like 1 second. How does this work? And the video ends. It's like a 6 second video. He's 5 seconds what? Not looking at the phone. In 1 second, he's, how does this work?
That was funny.
How do you work this thing? Something like that. I don't know. See that. Hilarious.
I remember that. But I think that'll really do it for our NBA news. So we're going to go to a little break and then come back with a little bit of MLB and then some final takes, and then we'll end off the show. But MLB news coming your way on the Sports Spotlight.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You are listening to WBDG Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm Owen Pulley alongside Lucas McKee and Max Gilley on the Sports Spotlight. Season 2, Episode 1 is today. Obviously, Season 1 had multiple episodes. We're talking 51 episodes in total, 50 with Jackson as the host, and I took one at the end with John Easter, WBDG's general manager.
The GOAT, by the way.
The GOAT. He used to come on the show. And every time we, you know, it's time for the Sports Spotlight, and then he come on and he go, bow, 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 bow. So we're going to have our little air horns. I might make that in our intro. we might have...
You need to clip it and just use it.
Yeah, I might have him come in and give us a little sample, and then we'll be good there. but yeah, so we're here. I've hosted one episode. This is technically my second episode hosting, but this is like my first episode, true episode hosting. Last episode was right before the Indianapolis 500, and John Easter and I talked about what we thought was going to happen for the race and just kind of went over the grid one final time before that good race on Sunday that ended up going to Marcus Ericsson, the Swede.
So. And he has just had an amazing, really, to that point, about an entire year from getting that first win in Detroit, then to surviving Nashville the first time to the 500. He's really talented, and he definitely proved why he should be in IndyCar.
Yeah, didn't really do good in Formula One, kind of the backup driver there, but finally came into IndyCar and started doing really good things, sitting third in the standings. But anyway, that's a different day for a different time. But today we're going to be talking about the Field of Dreams game. The Field of Dreams game coming tonight was Field of Dreams. Was a movie, I believe, 1989. Kevin Costner playing Ray Kinsella, I believe. I believe that's correct. But not anyway. Farmer in Iowa heard a little voice, and if you build it, he will come. He built a baseball field. They didn't specify what to build, so he built a baseball field. Basically, you can talk to ghosts. I mean, spoilers. This is a 40-year-old movie, whatever. 30-year-old, something like that. Anyway. Built a baseball field. James Earl Jones is in it. But it's been a big thing in baseball pop culture. And last year, the MLB, this was like 2 years ago. But anyway, last year was the first game, but they signed a whatever. They built a field, an MLB field, and they played a game, and it looked like the Field of Dreams field with the corn in the outfield and everything like that. And the Yankees and White Sox played last year. Tim Anderson hit a walk-off home run against the Yankees to win 8-7. In the bottom of the ninth, which it was a very electric game. There was a bunch of home runs hit. But this year is the Reds taking on the Cubs. It's supposed to be, 9-8 was the final last year. But the game, it was very electric last year. And it's supposed to be classic teams. But this year, I just don't think it's going to be a big thing. Like, it's two teams. The Reds and the Cubs, both in the NL Central, that are just kind of falling behind in the standings right now. Both teams under 500 and like multiple games under 500. And I just don't think it's going to be that good of a game. I'm excited for it, but yeah.
I understand being excited for it. Like you said, I am as well, because it's just a fun atmosphere. If I could go to it, I would. It seems like it's a great time there. And I see a lot of people complaining about this matchup. But the biggest thing that you have to remember is that they did this a year in advance. And if we remember a year ago, I remember there were some people who were still, of course, excited about the Reds and the Cubs. And they didn't expect them to, frankly, fail as much as they have this year. But even then, the biggest thing for me is it's just a fun atmosphere. So it will be a fun game. The players are excited about it. You saw Joey Votto tweeting about it and how much that movie means to him. So I'll definitely try and tune in for it.
Oh, I definitely will be too. But yeah, it's just one of the, I mean, yeah, great atmosphere. We'll just have to see how the game plays out. It could be a really good game. It could be a 1-0 game. I liked last year when they mic'd up Liam Hendricks. That was pretty funny. And he accidentally said a few words on air and everything like that when he was pitching, but it was funny.
It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. And at the end of the day, it's the middle of August in the MLB season, and this is going to get people who typically would not watch an MLB game on a Thursday night to watch it. So they've done everything right. So props to them. And for Cubs and Reds fans, congrats. You get to see your teams on national TV, even if you're embarrassed about them.
Yeah, and I'm excited. They last year they did the uniforms. They had, like, the 1919 era uniforms, which is when Field of Dreams, like, when the ghost players came to the field, that was when they were set, was, like, 1919, 1920 era uniforms. And they wore those last year. The Yankees wore the old school. I mean, they look almost the exact same. I mean, they haven't changed in almost, or I believe, over 100 years. The White Sox had, like, pinstripe cream-colored hats and cream-colored no-logo uniforms. This year, they're really cool because the Reds are going with, like, they're going with the old jersey. But it's, like, it looks newer. Like, it looks the same, but, like, older. It's really cool. And they have, like, a pinstripe hat with an old C and a red band. The Cubs uniforms, I love. The cream-colored with the red C. Now they have, like, the block letter circle C, but then it was, like, the Reds and, like, the Bears-looking C, which I really like. It's, like, a navy blue and a red, and the hat's navy blue with a Cub on it. I really like those uniforms.
Once again, another positive. Nike is going to sell a lot more jerseys on Fanatics, too, so it's little stuff like that. But it worked. You know, I'm happy about it. Obviously, again, we wish it could have been a better matchup, but hey, it's there. We'll take it.
Yeah. And those uniforms, I think that, like you said, Nike's making those uniforms. I don't think Majestic would have done the same thing. And I think that Nike's done so much better with uniforms than Majestic has. And no shade to Majestic or anything. I own a Majestic jersey myself, but I think that Nike uniforms, I just like them a little bit better.
I mean, you see it all the time. I remember everyone was freaking out when they made the Red Sox have their Boston Marathon type blue and yellow uniforms.
Oh, the City Connect.
I understand some people not liking that, but again, it's little things like that that will help bring more revenue for them and just something different. And people always like seeing something different. So I've been a big fan of their uniforms too. They've had some good ones as well.
Lucas, do you have any words on the Field of Dreams game tonight? Will you be tuning in?
I will be at work, actually. And then, what time's the game? 7:15, I think I saw.
Yeah, 7:15 on Fox.
I get home from work around 8, so I'll probably, I'll probably have it on I'll have the end of the preseason games on my TV, and then have the baseball game on my TV in the living room. Go back and forth. I don't want to just do that anyway, just walk around.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll probably tune in after work if I can catch it. How long does it normally last?
About 2.5 hours.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'd be good. It'll probably end at about 9:30. Probably about 10.
10, all right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I never really got into watching baseball. I love playing it, though. I love playing it. Just never watched it.
Yeah. So that was any closing takes on our episode today? fellas?
No, it's really, it's going to be, I guess, just going to be a fun year for the show, because I know, especially for the NFL season, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff for us to talk about as this show goes on, and it's going to be a fun show.
Anytime your city has winning sports teams, your sports talk shows will be good, and I...
Just wait till we're here in February after the Colts win the Super Bowl. We're going to be on live.
Exactly.
Live here.
Exactly.
The Colts are winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Colts are winning the Super Bowl against...
Are we going to call Arizona just because it's in Arizona and that's been the trend the past 3 years?
D-Hop's going to come back after a 6-game suspension, and then they're just going to
go off.
Yeah, they're going to beat the Rams in the NFC Championship, and then it's going to be Colts Cardinals Super Bowl, and then Colts are going to win, and then we're going to have a huge party. It's going to be a great year.
So tune in next Tuesday morning at 7:45. We will be doing a live season breakdown. We're going to kind of talk about the season, and then on Thursday we're going to fill out our own season and kind of go from there, and then kind of review it. We'll come back to it at the end of the regular season and kind of review how right we were, how wrong we were, standings. So basically there's this website. You fill it out, and it'll tell you, like, where everybody finished in, like, week one, and, like, automatically does it all for you. It's a pretty cool website. But, yeah, we'll do that next Thursday. Tuesday we'll just kind of talk about that. So tune in next Tuesday, 7:45 in the morning for the Sports Spotlight. Once again, Owen Pulley, Lucas McKee, and Max Gilley in East Giant 90.9. Thank you for listening.